one of the challenges of fishing this time of year is staying comfortable.
Yeah.
There's a new outfit out here that's up to the task of keeping you comfortable, and it's called Cast Extreme Fishing Gear. Colby Hackbarth joins us now. Good morning, Colby. How in the heck are you doing?
Hey, we're hanging in there. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Tough getting a hold of you this morning. You're up in Calgary at the Sportsman Show, sounds like. Do they have phone service in that little town up there in Canada?
You know, they do, but obviously we can't figure out how to work it, so we'll have a rough go around.
That's okay.
So
buddy,
how did you come up with these new gloves, man? I got a pair of these Cast Extreme steelhead gloves. They're a waterproof glove.
Yeah, he has one. He didn't give me a pair.
How did you come up with this deal, man?
Well, you know, long story short, my family has a muscle disorder that when my hands get cold, I actually lose motor function. And, you know, it's terrible. I love to fish. And so I had to fix my addiction. And, you know, after a lifelong struggle, this is what we came up with. And the thought was, obviously, if it could take care of my issues, then it could take care of a lot of other people's issues with gloves.
You mentioned issues. Will it help us with all of our other issues that we struggle with Colby?
We've got a few.
You know,
we have issues,
help
Colby.
You mentally, but physically, we can help you out.
So these Cast products are fascinating, and I'm looking at the steelhead glove. I mean, to have a glove, you know, directly for the steelheader, we've seen them before here and there, but this is kind of a new, really for the hardcore steelhead angler. Tell us a little bit about your steelhead glove, Colby.
Well, like you mentioned, submersible, waterproof, breathable. You know, there's lots of key features about the glove that we thought were important, one of which was the material that we chose for the palm. You know, in central Idaho, where we steelhead fish, you know, it's a big deal handling the fish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our runs are a little bit smaller than what you guys enjoy out here. And so, you know, we wanted to have a material that, you know, when you tail a fish that you didn't necessarily want to keep, that, you know, you weren't going to harm the fish. And so that was, we worked really hard on the palm material, but yet still maintaining the grip. You know, we wanted the glove to be thin, anatomically correct. We wanted it to be four-way stretch. You know, all of the key features that, you know, when you think about it, are, you know, just make a really comfortable glove, and that's what we wanted to have, as well as, you know, being able to feel, hold equipment, and like I said, have some grip when it's wet.
We're talking with Colby Hackbarth of Cast Extreme Fishing, and you're talking about the palm, okay? There's something else I got to talk to you about. I used to have this pair of fleece gloves that you could fold the fingers back, and it had a little bit of Velcro. Well, you know, I mean, you're out there and your nose starts to drip. I think I removed half my nose with a hard part of the Velcro one day out there. You've kind of got this anticipated, and you actually term it a soft nose wipe. So you're not going to cut half your nose off when you get one half a drip. And that's just part of the... And I'm not suggesting you use your gloves as a handkerchief, but it happens.
But that's a fisherman.
It's a fisherman.
I mean, they're designed by fishermen. And I guess you got onto it, something good here, because you made, what, several thousand of these things?
Yeah.
And they're all gone. They were gone within 2 months.
Yeah, we did have a little bit of an issue trying to keep ahead of production there, but we do have it under control now, and it's been great. Response has been great, and you know, like you say, obviously we put a lot of time and effort and research and development thought into the glove, and you know, it just works. That's the thing. It just works. Submersible, waterproof.
Well, I know there's some folks on our Costa Rica trip coming up here that are looking forward to maybe getting a couple of these gloves. You're going to donate a couple gloves that we're going to raffle off down there, as well as a bunch of T-shirts. And we're looking forward to your waders and your jackets and all this stuff. And John, you know, we've got John Martinez in here from John Sporting Goods. John's like, you know, there's not a lot of companies that make gear for us big Scandinavians out here in the Northwest. And I'm looking forward to your waders and your jackets because I know that they're going to fit my big gorilla frame.
There you go.
And that's a great point too, John. You mentioned that some of the lines, you know, come from the East Coast, and they're angled for those markets. They don't fit, you know, us folks out here as well. And so to have a line that's kind of angled at us is very fortuitous.
Yeah, if you see some of the national lines that, well, we won't mention any, but some of the ones like for example, what I have in my store,
sure.
50% of the people can't get in them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're and it's not like they're huge people or anything. I mean, they're just big boned and
sure.
you can't get in it. And they want to go fishing as much as anybody else.
That's it.
And what's really important in this product probably says that it's important to be comfortable nowadays. You want to be comfortable and you want to be warm. And there's no excuse for not being comfortable and warm nowadays because the gear is so much better than the old wool clothing.
Man, you're so not much even kidding. He's Colby Hackbarth. Log on to Cast, that's K-A-S-T, castgear.com, and check out his product lines. Colby, I'm looking forward to seeing more of what you got, and I really sincerely thank you for joining us this morning.
Hey, absolutely. I appreciate you guys having us on. And we'll be at the Sportsman's Expo January 12th if you guys want to swing out and come see us there.